Miss Tyson got back from work on Thursday. She didn't get her usual loving greeting from her husband.
Come in.
Oh.
I'll take a coat. Come into the sitting room.
I am late, I know.
Well, I don't suppose you could help it.
No, I really couldn't, Peter. There's no need to sound like that.
What? Oh, darling, it's nothing to do with you. I'm just very angry, that's all.
Why, what's happened?
I don't want the children to hear. Come into the sitting room. It's Jeremy.
Oh, where is he?
Upstairs in bed. They all are. You can say goodnight to them in a minute.
Oh, all right.
Shall I pour you a drink?
Yes, please. It's a bit early for Jeremy, isn't it?
I sent him to bed the minute he came in.
Good Lord.
Which was about half an hour ago.
Half an hour ago?
Yes. Instead of 4 o'clock, he arrived home at 6:30. Here's his cider.
Thanks. Well, where'd he been?
He refused to say.
What do you mean?
He wouldn't tell me where he'd been or what he'd been doing. So I'm afraid I lost my temper and sent him upstairs.
Oh.
Thrown the whole evening schedule out. Supper only half ready. Added to which I was worried sick.
Darling, I just thought it was fairly obvious where Jeremy was.
With Lynn.
Of course.
Well, why did he refuse to tell me?
He knew very well you told him not to go there. Feeling guilty.
Which is a lot more than Lynn'll be, I'd like to say. The whole thing is entirely her fault, and I don't suppose she'll suffer the slightest pang.
Hey, example of the joys of spring.
In November?
Why not? Wish I was.
How's it going?
Bloody awful.
No inspiration?
Not a glimmer. With all that singing, I thought I'd come and see what was going on.
Oh, darling. I didn't disturb your train of thought, did I?
My what? Sorry I didn't join you at tea.
The cake was rather good, wasn't it?
Mm.
Even if you did eat it in solitary splendour.
Well, you seem to be having a good time, anyway.
Oh, we were. I'm only just doing the washing up, I'm afraid.
Not much of a nice offer in the restaurant.
Well, I rather enjoy having the kitchen to myself. Alexis is a model of efficiency, but I do feel rather displaced every now and then.
Mm. I know what you mean.
Matt, just because Bill came up with that freezer ban...
doesn't necessarily mean I've got to come up with some scintillating humour.
Exactly.
Well, I think I'll get back to it all the same. If at first you don't succeed...
I think I'll ring about Jeremy while I'm in the mood.
What about him?
Well, having him for Christmas. I wonder if this is a good moment or if they'll be in the middle of their meal.
Only one way to find out.
I'll risk it.
Darling, do stop working yourself into a fury.
I'm not. I'm simply doing the pans.
Why don't you stop? Have a glass of cider.
Well, it's got to be done, isn't it? Not that the rest of it will be ready for hours.
It couldn't have been a misunderstanding, could it?
What?
Lynn.
Hardly. Not after the conversation you told me you'd had with her this morning. You made it crystal clear Jeremy wasn't to go to tea today because of his homework.
Yes.
All of which Lynn completely ignored.
Why didn't you ring her?
Because I was waiting for her to ring me, which she would have done if she'd had the slightest consideration.
You going to say anything?
Well, I think I shall see what she has to say to me.
Aha. Uh-huh. Maybe this is where you find out. Yes? Yes, of course, Lynn. No, not a bit. Hang on. It's all yours.
Thanks.
Hello.
I had to speak to you.
Oh, yeah?
I've been waiting for you to get back. It's about last night. I don't know what to do.
Forget it, Miss Paley, and I will too.
I can't. This has always been a most respectable hotel. I simply can't let it pass.
Well, if I can, you can.
You're disturbing everybody. Brawling like that. How could you, Miss Franks?
How could I? Now, look here.
I've had complaints from 6 of the residents.
You're bloody lucky you haven't had one from me.
Please, Miss Franks, follow me.
I'm not following you anyway.
To my office, please.
I'm not in your Nelly. I'm going upstairs to my room to lie down.
You have been drinking.
Blimey.
I can smell it on your breath.
Look, if you want to lay into someone about drinking, why not have a go at Mr. Hoskins? And he intends to start knocking his wife about while you're at it.
I am not one to come between man and wife, Miss Franks.
Yeah, I won't again.
Mr. and Mrs. Hoskins may have their problems. We all have here. but at least they keep them to themselves.
You wouldn't say that if you lived next door to them.
I'm sorry, but it's one of the little rules of this hotel, dear, that we all mind our own business. It's the only way.
But if somebody's been half-murdered...
Oh, dear, I think that's a teeny bit exaggerated, don't you? So if I could just have your assurance, dear, that there won't be any more interference with any of the residents. Miss Fang?
Don't worry.
Thank you, dear. Otherwise, I'm afraid I'd
have to ask me to leave, I suppose.
I simply can't afford to have a troublemaker here, Miss Banks. Miss Banks?
Yes?
I shall take the matter up with Mr. and Mrs. Hoskins, too, of course.
I shouldn't.
Oh, one must be fair. I shall certainly speak to them.
Get ready to duck when you do.
What's the matter with you?
I've just been on the telephone to Peter.
And I thought you were coming to tell me it was drinks time.
Oh, shut up, Matt.
Well, don't take it out on me, Lynn. Kick the furniture.
He is insufferable.
What happened to all that sweetness and light that was going on this morning?
I've no idea. Of course, it was Liz I spoke to this morning. Maybe Peter's like this all the time now. Obviously, staying at home on his own all day is having this extraordinary effect.
What happened?
I simply rang to ask about Christmas, whether Jeremy could come to us. Completely out of the question.
Why?
He didn't even bother to say.
Well, he must have said something.
No, that's all. It couldn't have been a more frigid response. And I really don't think it's such an unreasonable request. And Peter's had him every year since we split up, surely one Christmas with his mother. But no. And you should have heard the freezing tone in his voice.
Oh.
Yes, really.
That's it.
Well, it is a bit much.
I've got the answer.
To Peter?
To our new freezer line.
What?
You've just come up with it. Christmas. Freezing. Why not? Freeze Christmas.
What are you talking about, Matt?
The turkey. Ready sliced. With chestnut stuffing, sprouts and potatoes, and pudding complete with brandy butter. Frozen Christmas dinners.
Frozen Christmas dinners?
Yes, it's a winner. A winner. And you did it, love. You did it.
Oh, go to hell.
Cheer up.
I went too far, didn't I?
You were a bit tough.
Let's have a look at that blasted goulash.
Not that I blame you for saying no.
You don't?
Of course I don't. Jeremy hangs up his stocking with the girls. We all open our presents together. It's a family tradition.
Yeah, it's not nearly done. Stupid, ruddy goulash. The last time I make that.
I mean, either we are a family or we aren't.
You want to make do with bread and cheese?
No, no, it's all right. I don't mind waiting.
Well, it's going to be another half hour at least.
Well, in that case, I think I'll go and read everybody a bedtime story.
Well, I'm going to have another cider.
Darling,
mm.
Why don't you just walk it off instead?
What do you mean?
Well, I wouldn't mind you having rows with Lynn if you didn't let them upset you so much.
Oh, I'm not upset. It's
always the same.
And we didn't have a row?
No. You were just unpleasant to her.
Well, I wouldn't have minded if she'd apologized first about the tea. But you didn't even mention it, not a word. Just straight into, can I have him for Christmas as well?
Why not take that bottle?
What?
To Mr. Tully.
Oh. Oh, he won't be there now.
He might. You could go and see.
Make the bell work.
No, it's bust.
About time somebody mended it, then.
Yes. I might have a go.
Who are you, anyway?
I beg your pardon? What did you want, exactly?
They haven't moved on, have they?
Who?
Carol and Vince. I just thought I'd drop round and say hello.
Are you a friend of theirs?
Well, I wouldn't call round and say hello if I wasn't, would I? Are you going to let me in or not? Because it's bloody freezing out here.
Wait a minute. Vince? What's your name?
Blimey, it's Buckingham Palace.
Vince! What did you say your name was?
I didn't, but it's Debbie. What's yours?
Tom.
What's happening? Who is it?
Girl called Debbie. All right?
Oh, yeah. Carol's beating the baby, but don't come on up.
It's all right. You can come in.
Thank you. I was beginning to think I needed a passport.
Come on in, Mr. Tyson. You'll be thinking I work late here every night.
It wouldn't surprise me. Often enough to do with a drink at the end of it, anyway.
What's this?
Oh, just to say thank you.
A bottle? You didn't have to do that, none.
Well, I don't know what we'd have done the other night if it hadn't been for you.
I'd do the same for anybody. Still, now I see what's on the label, I can't say no.
Good.
How did you know that Rome was my tipple?
Well, I'd like to say it was the naval connection, but I'm afraid I just noticed the empty bottle up on your shelf there.
Aye, so there is. You've got sharp eyes, haven't you? Keep it there with a candle in it, for when we have these power cuts.
I know what paperwork's like. I used to take mounds home with me every night.
Used to?
In my last job. So I won't interrupt you any more.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, no, thanks you. I'd better be getting back. And don't stick at that paperwork too long, will you?
I won't. And thanks again.
No, thank you. Jeremy might have been in bed with pneumonia by now.
Ah, there's no sign of that, man. He looks fine.
Yeah. What did you say, Mr. Tully?
I said he looks fine. Nice rosy cheeks. Picture of health.
You've seen him again, have you?
Yeah, he was in here earlier. I've had two visits from your family today. Didn't he tell you?
No.
Breezed in here about four. Dying to see the place in daylight, he said.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Tully.
That's all right. I'm used to it. They can't keep away, youngsters, once they get their nose in here. It was all right by you, I hope. I kept saying, wouldn't his mother be expecting him? But he kept saying no.
We did rather wonder where he'd got to.
Little monkey.
Coming on, isn't she?
You can say that again. I don't know about moonshine. More like full moon. Do you enjoy it?
Well, it's feeding her.
Yeah. Oh. Good for you. Hey, what was all that security bit at the door?
Well, just being careful.
Well, Ed's got around to have a spare room going.
And we haven't.
And we don't want anyone we don't know.
Who's the posh guy, then? How'd you get to know him?
Oh, Tom's all right.
Yeah, but he's moving on soon. He's got this squat in Islington he's going to share.
And a flat of his own in Fulham.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What's he doing here, then?
Well, he's lent his pad to friends. He's got this guilt thing, see ya? About having too many advantages in life and all that.
Flaming drawback, I call it.
Yeah, well, it does cut you off a bit, I suppose. Still, he's all right.
He's mad. A few advantages are just what I could do with at the moment.
Do eat it now it's ready, Peter.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, it's delicious, darling. Well, a bit too much paprika, perhaps, but...
I really feel awful the way I went on to him.
You want to know?
I should have checked with her.
I'd have jumped to exactly the same conclusion.
I'll have to ring her, of course.
Not now, Peter. Please, have your meal.
I'll have to sometime to explain. Apologize.
Before you start apologizing, I think you should be quite clear in your own mind how far you're prepared to go.
What do you mean, how far? Darling, I feel very badly about it. I really do.
Badly enough to let Jeremy go to them for Christmas after all?